Hello, my AOWs, and thank you for clicking in to a brand new episode this week. Dr. Luisiana Miatti joins me today for an incredible conversation about your favorite topic and mine, midlife women's health. We talk all about safe and effective hormone replacement therapy and how we both are advocating for access to care for safe menopausal treatment options. Without further ado, let's head right on into the show. Welcome to Health by Heather Hirsch, a podcast dedicated to uncovering many of the women's health issues many of us are wondering about, but few of us are talking about. My mission is to expose the current gaps in knowledge and care on all things women's health. Enjoy. Luisiana, I am so excited to have you on.
Oh, hello, Heather. It's such a great honor to be here with you. As I told you, I discovered your podcast in 2018. And since then, I've been a huge fan of your work. And you became an inspiration for me, Heather.
Oh, that's so exciting. And I'm honored and glad to. And you know, just like mentors of mine have become inspiration, I'd love to sort of hear how your career evolved in OBGYN to doing a lot of menopause, but it's such a satisfying career, isn't it? To be able to help women make complex decisions and feel better again. Like, it's not delivering babies, but I always say it's like having a person come to life again. It's so amazing. What really drew you to menopause care after not just listening to me, but being able to really dedicate your last several years, if not more, to taking care of women in midlife?
You know, Heather, that I always have been not satisfied about the treatment we give to our women in menopause. As I have the training in gynecology and obstetrics, and also in mastology, in breast cancer and breast diseases treatment, I always took care of all ages of women, you know, all in women in all their phases, So, and I thought I was so frustrated about the attention we were given to them and the options we are given to them and the way they are like systemically dismissed of their symptoms and their appointments and how they get lost in menopause and they suffer alone. They don't talk about menopause. And oh my gosh, 20 years in the darkness, and we are still trying to bring these women to light, you know?
Yep, I know, exactly. And you're practicing now in Florida. And I love, well, first of all, I love having other clinicians on who share a lot of the same evidence-based views as me so that, you know, everyone, my listeners know I'm not the only one. But what kind of trends, what kind of questions are you seeing now in Florida when it comes to menopause care and specifically the population of women that you see?
Yes, you know that most of my work is for Brazil. I work remotely for Brazil as a consultant for women and for doctors. So I do not practice in Florida. But I know what's happening around here too.
Yeah,
and
you do.
I think that and you know the complaints are all the same all around the world. You know, they reach out to me, asking me for help because they went to their appointments with their GP or their gynecologists, and they had no answers about menopause, and they were dismissed, or they want to do hormonal treatment, hormonal therapy, and they were dismissed of hormonal therapy, and they were said gives you cancer, it's dangerous, and it's all the same, you know, all over the world is the same.
Yeah.
They get dismissed, and they get no other option.
Yeah,
this is
yep.
what drives me crazy. They are dismissed from their appointments with no options at all,
yeah.
with no treatment. Go, you need to go through menopause because it's natural, it's a natural phase of your life. You just need to be patient. All of this, you are feeling that your symptoms will gonna pass, you know, with time. So, and oh my gosh, it's so challenging for women, this phase. We face like so many changes in our physical performance, in our cognitive performance, you know. It sometimes destroys your relationships because you are struggling every day. You don't have energy. You are tired.
Yeah. It is, I don't want to say, it's, I don't know what the word is. It's universal. It's universal. It really is universal. That was something we were talking about before we were recording. And I get to see patients in a lot of different states now. It's really fun. So everywhere from New York City to rural New York to, you know, Silicon Valley to rural California and Massachusetts, and patients that work at amazing universities. And it's like no socioeconomic class or race or country seems to spare you from feeling confused, misinformed, or really being misguided. And so it's mm-hmm. disheartening, but it's interesting that it's universal, and that hopefully we can really use this time right now, which seems to be very excited about midlife education, to really sort of change this almost in a way for everyone, if possible. Like if it is a blank slate, at least we can change it for everyone. You know,
yeah.
I wanted to talk to you today about what kind of avenues or venues or resources, consulting, teaching, what do you see as what women could really find valuable as a resource to navigate through menopause, where whatever language, country that they're in?
You know that, Heather, I must say to you that you are a great resource. You know, Dr. Louise Newsom is a good resource.
Yeah.
We are not just giving them like informations, you know, pieces of information. We are not just giving them that. We are educating them. You know, for as I told you, for Portuguese speakers is more difficult. So I decided to do my own way, you know, to find my own way to teach them. So I created an ebook and a complete course about menopause. I think that women should search for menopause experts that are willing to teach them about menopause, and they really need to take control of their menopause throughout knowledge. You know, I think that is the best thing, is the best piece of advice we can give them. Go for educate yourself about menopause is the I think is the better advice I can give.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing that you have a course. I'm so excited about that because certainly I have a course too, but I can't speak Portuguese. And, you know, I love that if it has inspired you and that's helped, you know, I mean, my gosh, I always say there's no shortage of women in menopause, and there never will be, right? Because it's just a natural phase of life. You know what I was thinking? You need to read excerpts from my book in Portuguese. I've got to send you one of my books.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. I already bought it, honey.
Oh my
That was
gosh.
the first
Oh.
one.
Well,
Yes,
thank
I'm
you.
waiting anxiously for it. You
Oh my
know, my gosh,
gosh.
of course, June 6th, I know.
June 6th, 2023. I'm so excited. Well, I certainly, if you find little pieces of it, I'd love for you to read it, because I would love to be able to get that book translated. And one of the ways I can get that book translated is if your huge audience, which you've been growing
Yes,
this incredible audience on
of
Instagram,
course.
like amazing, is like,
Oh, it will be
yes,
wonderful if you can
translate this
translate it
book. I know.
to Portuguese
Yeah.
speakers, you know,
Yeah.
and not just Brazil.
Yeah.
In Portugal,
Yeah.
women are lost
Ugh,
too.
I know.
Doctors in Portugal are stuck like 30 years
Yeah.
back, you know, they are stuck there. Yes, I'm gonna find you in the next conference and you will autograph my book.
Yes. Oh,
Yeah.
100%. You said something also I was interested to kind of hear your take on, is the pressure put on women to go through menopause with this, how you said, like, very fit, muscular or beautiful physique, et cetera. And I wanted to touch a little bit on what are some of the, maybe some of the cultural implications of what aging is like. What are some of the harms with some of the treatments that you're seeing? And let's touch upon that a little bit. What are you seeing in terms of what is the standard of beauty for, well, that's a whole podcast. What is the
Oh
standard of
my
beauty
gosh.
for midlife women, right? For the women that you are seeing.
Yes, Heather. I think that we are still dealing with a lot of prejudice and taboo about menopause and women's aging. Brazilian women is very vain. So
Did you say
what I
vain?
see, vain. Yes.
Well, I don't know
Oh my gosh.
if that's just Brazilian women, that may be everyone, but tell me more.
Oh
Keep
my.
going.
Yeah, and you know that, yes, and this is one of the reasons they get lost through menopause, because they jump from knowing nothing and have no information at all to have all the wrong information about menopause
Oh.
and all the traps that is going are all the traps that are going around, like pellets, like anabolic drugs, you know, the miracle compounded bioidentical formulas that puts you in all kind of errors about doses, about routes, about choices of hormones. And yes, honey, I think they are more stressed about being fit and about performance, you know, about lean mass, then with health, né, to be healthy and this period of menopause. I think this is something that is very dangerous. Yeah, and I try to you know try to advise them about that. And you know, women need to help really have the good information about menopause, you know, about the safe treatments that we have, FDA approved, and Anvisa approved, in Brazil. Anvisa is our FDA. They need to know that the safe is inside the pharmacies,
I
you know,
know, I
and
know.
we have good choices. We
It
have
seems,
good choices there.
I know. It seems like such a hard sell. And I don't, I know it's so hard, because maybe the pandemic also didn't help this idea that something that's FDA approved is safer. It seems there's so much mistrust in the last couple of years, at least in the United States. And so every time I post about the dangers of pellets, people always say, okay, what about, you know, I don't trust the FDA. And it's like, well, you know, I always say, and I'd love to hear what you say, that really something that's FDA approved has been well studied. And then always people say, oh, what about, you know, the vaccine? And of course that's sort of an offset because that was a unique situation with the pandemic and et cetera. But I think that's part of it. But what do you tell your women who come to you? What are some of the side effects that you see? And what are some of the ways that you help them get on the approved or the safer medications? How do you skirt that issue? How do you help them make the decision to change from something compounded or that's dangerous to something that is well studied?
Yes, I think that the first thing that I tell them, Heather, is they don't know that we have several options inside the pharmacies that were well studied, that will are approved, that we know exactly they are safe, they really work. We know the lowest dose that works. We know the highest dose that can be used and is safe. You know, is that is the main point about that. I try to show them that the hormones that we are using now are not that we had in WHI, the Women's Health Initiative. There are better hormones that we know them very well for a long time. I try to tell them that they come from yam and soy, and for several steps in the labs, they become very identical to our hormones. But they are there. We know them, and they are inside the pharmacies. They were extensively studied, you know. So I try to show them that there's no reason to use options that are not approved, that are not well studied, that we don't know how much efficacy they have. Yeah. We don't know how safe they are. I try to show them that. And it's ridiculous how much time I spend spoken them out of searching for these options. You know, they don't understand it. I think the common thinking is, no, this is the modern options. This is the modern options. The expensive options are the best. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for this. They are becoming very popular. Yeah. And I don't know if you see that also, but we see celebrities advertising them.
Yeah.
We see famous doctors with advertising them, advocating for them in their YouTube channels and their Instagram accounts.
Oh no.
You know, so women ask me, why don't you do that? You are a menopause expert. Why don't you do pellets?
I know.
Why do you speak us out of bioidentical compounded hormones? Why is that? So I spend more time explaining this than like teaching them what to do.
I know.
But I think we need to do that. And you know that since my beginning on Instagram back 2 years ago, I had some awesome results with that, you know?
Yeah.
I had awesome results. So I'm happy. I'm glad we are doing this.
I know, me too. And it's great to have this collective voice of, and I think it's great to use social media. And one of the big reasons it's so nice to have you on the show too is so that, you know, everyone, people who are kind of women who are trying to make these decisions can really see there are lots and lots and lots of doctors who have studied this for a long time with great credentials, really saying that the FDA approved medications are the safest, they are the well studied, and they not only can make you feel really well, but they also have long-term benefits that we know of because we've researched them. And the collective voice is so important. So whether, you know, the voices in the UK, the voices in the US, the voices in Canada, all sort of saying the same message. It's really, really amazing to see. My last question for you is, what are these anabolics that I need to know about? Have you heard about HCG what are the other things that you're starting to hear? Peptides? You know, I only hear these because of my patients, but what are the things out there that are being thrown or marketed to women that are these anabolics?
You know that it's very popular in Brazil now, gestrinone pellets.
Huh?
Gestrinone treatment for endometriosis, you know?
Okay.
But use it as pellets to increase performance, to increase lean mass, to raise libido. And we are having heart attacks because of that. Like young women having heart attacks, having strokes with that. Another one, oxandrolone.
My gosh.
That is an anabolic. That is FDA and Anvisa approved only for chronic illness to improve, to be anabolic in a good way for people that are suffering from trauma or for chronic disease, not any other indication at all, you know. And actually, we had a victory about that in the last month. The Endocrinology and Metabolic Society in Brazil lead us with a campaign to forbid them, and we got it. They now are forbidden to advertise and to prescribe them.
Mm-hmm.
We know that will be happening inside the private clinics, but yes, it became huge in the last few years.
My goodness. Know? Well, I'm happy to hear there was a little win, because here in the United States, even though I see malpractice every single day with women when it comes to particularly testosterone levels, it doesn't seem like there is any kind of reprimanding to do. It's like you got to tell the state boards, and the state boards are too exhausted and too tired, and they don't think that high testosterone is a big deal anyways. But, you know, I see patients routinely with these massive testosterone levels. They feel good on them. Certainly, I always say,
yes.
I know, I'm sure you do. And their levels are, you know, 200, 250. And the side effects from them, especially long-term use, of course, is really so dangerous. I don't know how it came to be where clinicians thought that even if that, you know, 4xing the normal amount of testosterone is normal. The other thing that, you know, and I just want to set the record straight, everyone's saying there's a time in a woman's cycle when they make more testosterone, and we're talking about the testosterone spike, right, you know, before the LH surge, so that there's ovulation. This is a hot second of a testosterone surge. I'm hearing, you know, women make the hormone they make the most is testosterone. No, it's probably estrogen. And so I just wanted to get my two cents out on that, if you've been hearing that. You know, and I am with you on this crusade, and now is just the most crucial time, because there is a lot of people, celebrities, talking about menopause, and it is a really great time to stick together and be loud and be obnoxious about what is the safest form of hormone therapy, if that's what women would like to do. Most women are good candidates for it. And I am so excited to have you as a colleague and to have you as a friend and in alignment with what's really best for women to advocate and advocate for themselves. Where can women get your course, get your ebook? I'd love for women to know.
Oh, thank you for this, Heather. Really, really, really such an honor to be here and to hear you calling me colleague.
Yes, absolutely. Without one and, second of a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Honey, you know, everything happens through my Instagram account.
Yeah.
So DRA doctor in Portuguese, DRA, my name, my first name, Lisiane, Lisiane, and my last name, Mioti, Mioti. There you can find all the information you need about menopause. We have a link in my bio to my website. So we can find everything I created for women to, you know, to really take control of their menopause, to be the CEO of their menopause. So I'm so glad to be able to replicate the good work you do here and for all over the world, Heather, to replicate that for Portuguese speakers, you know, because they need all this knowledge.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My heart is so full, you know. I'm going to close with a couple of a story of, you know, every once in a while in my DMs, I can't respond to them all. I get a lot, but you know, I remember hearing this Jamaican woman, like softly speaking, it was years ago. I don't have it anymore. And kind of sounded like she was like, you know, just kind of talking into this hopelessly of like, I'm in so much distress. What can I do? And it makes me always remember that this is a global universal situation for all women in all countries, rich, poor, high, low, hot, cold. And, you know, I can't do it alone. And I need so many amazing colleagues to help the women that they see similar to themselves who can really teach them so fluently. And I'm just so thankful for all that you are doing, for taking time to come on the show, and for really, you know, harnessing whatever excited you about listening to my content to bring it to women. It's amazing. And I am so, so honored to get to spend this time with you. And I will definitely all the permission to read little pieces of my book in Portuguese to your audience.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, we will plan for that. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll be so honored. And you know that, Heather, as I heard you saying a lot of times, there's just a few of us that doctors that really understand about menopause, that really know as much as we can about menopause. So we need to spread the good word about menopause. About menopause, the way we are doing, we need to keep doing that, and I think that we will at some point really convince women that they need to educate themselves. Yeah. I think I used to tell my followers and my patients and my students that finding the perfect treatment or finding the better way to treat your menopause and to feel better again and to be healthy for the 30, 40 the decades that you have ahead of you after menopause, because we're going to have that 30 or 40 decades of life after menopause. To get that, it is not about finding the perfect doctor, finding the doctor. It's about you taking control of your menopause through knowledge. I think that is the what I am saying every day, and you are saying that every day brilliantly, you know, and keep away from the trap. Keep away, don't fall for traps. Please don't fall for traps. We can't like jump from the limbo, you know, that we live in before to traps, you know, like directly into traps. So that's it. And, you know, and everybody can be treated. If you have counterindications for HRT, you have options. Yeah. You still can be treated. Nobody needs to go through menopause without help, without treatment, without preventing the damage of menopause in your body. You can prevent chronic diseases, you know, you can aging better, you can age better, you know.
I love that message.
Oh, yeah. I think that is the important thing. And for healthy, active women, HRT is the best treatment. So that we need to stress that, you know, is the best treatment for healthy, active women. So, and, you know, and the, you know, and we know that the benefits overweight the risks or the fears of breast cancer and whatever.
Well, I so much agree, and the message resonates so strong. And, you know, I always keep going because you never know who's going to click for the day they listen to this or the day they see that reel, even though you think I've done this reel 50 times. But, you know, every time it's so important to restate the key things that we know and keep women safe. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
I want to thank you. It was a huge pleasure to meet you. And you know that I fell in love about the way you talk to women in such a lovely, you know, in such a respectful way, you know, in such a passionate way, you know. And yes, you are my inspiration, and will be forever.
Oh, well,
thank you so much, Heather.
Oh, you're so
we'll talk about your book
welcome.
Soon we'll talk about your book. I'm super anxious about that.
I know. Well, thank you for your just incredible support and kind words. And thank you, listeners, so much. If you love this episode, please leave us a DM. I'm going to include all of your links below in the show notes. Definitely follow both and let us know what you thought of the show. If it's in Portuguese, I will get it translated for me. So I've got several good translators, and we'll see you next week for a brand new episode, everyone. Bye. If I haven't already done so, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show. Consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. Also, if you love the show, your stars or a quick review could really help other women who are searching for information on menopause and midlife around the globe find this show. If you want to work with me, consider the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. The link for that is in the description to this show. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all your support, and I'll see you next week for a brand new episode.